The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, L'divrei ha'oimer machzirin, machzirin af b'Shabbos. According to the opinion that you're allowed to do chazara, you may do it even on Shabbos. We mentioned in the previous shiurim that Chazal instituted certain rabbinical decrees to prevent a person from coming to cooking on Shabbos. One of these decrees was the decree of chazara. A person is not allowed to return a food that, even if it was completely cooked, he's not allowed to return it to the fire on Shabbos if he does not fulfill certain requirements. If he does not fulfill certain requirements, he is not allowed to return a pot of food. Even if it was on the blech from before Shabbos, he is still not allowed to return it to the blech on Shabbos because he is going to be over a gzera of chazar. We're going to speak out later on. There are four tnoim, four conditions. If a person has those four conditions, then he may do chazar, he may return it. But the logic behind those four conditions is that if he has those four conditions, then it's actually not chazar. It's not considered returning it to the fire. It's as if it had never left the fire. But if it left the fire, meaning that he did not fulfill those requirements, he can may not return to the fire. It's a problem of chazar. Now, before we continue, I would just like to speak out that there is a concept in Simen Shin Yud Ches, in Orach Chaim Simen Shin Yud Ches, called Bishul Achar Bishul. A person may or may not reheat certain previously cooked food items if he puts them in a place that's warm. For example, if a person has a dry challah, a challah, most challahs are dry, or a dry piece of kugel, a dover yovesh, according to everybody, their mechaber and their amah, may be warmed up on top of a crock pot or on a counter next to the blech. That's called bishul, ein bishul achar bishul, if it's a dover yovesh. There's no problem with bishul achar bishul on something that is dry. If it is something that is has some liquid in it, it's a machlokes, the mechaber and the rama, if a person is allowed to reheat that, let's say on the top of a crock pot. According to the mechaber, once the liquid has cooled down, he may not do so, since it's considered bishul achar bishul. According to Rama, he may do so, provided that it has not cooled down too much. If it has cooled down to the point that it is not appetizing enough to be considered warm, he may not do so. So let's discuss a dover yavish for a second, and in the context of trying to understand what is the difference between this din and the din of chazar. Actually, one of the differences is very simple. One, and like we just mentioned before, bishul achar bishul, if you're allowed to do it by putting it to reheat, that would only be by putting it someplace that's not directly over a fire source. For example, if you put it on top of a crock pot, you're not putting it directly on the fire. You're putting it on top of a pot. Or if you put it on the counter next to the blech, you're not putting it on the blech, you're putting it next to the blech. That's not a problem of chazara. Chazara is, even on something that's completely cooked, and even on something that's very hot, and even if it's yavesh, it doesn't matter, you're not allowed to put it directly over the fire source. Again, bishul achar bishul would be not directly over a fire source, it would be someplace else, it's on top of a crock pot, which that would not have a problem of chazara, but might have a problem of bishul achar bishul, depending if it has liquid, if it cooled down, as we mentioned before. However, chazara is, even if it's hot, and even if it has no problem with bishul achar bishul, but you're putting it directly back over the fire, that was the gzeira. It is usur, therefore, to put anything on a blech, because the blech is hot enough to be considered a fire, and chazal were goyzer. Therefore, if you take a piece of kugel and wrap it in aluminum foil, or even if you put it in a pan, you may not put it on the blech, in an area of the blech that's Yad Seledes by. There's a discussion about the area where it's not Yad Seledes, but Pashtus, most places, hold it's Mutter. However, any place on the blech that's yad soy lettuce, that's hot, very, very hot to the touch, would have a problem of putting it because of the gzera of chazar. Not only that, even if most of the food in the pot would not have a problem with chazar, for example, if you were fulfilling all the requirements of chazar, but there was one part of the food that was added afterwards, that would be an additional problem, and you would not be allowed to put onto the fire. In that sense, chazara is more chomer than shahiyah, because chazara is usur even on top of a blech, and shahiyah, which means leaving the food from before Shabbos, that's usur only if there was no blech. If there was a blech, you do not have a problem, because that has the status of grufa uktuma, according to most paiskim, as we mentioned in the previous shiur. Now let us discuss what are the four conditions that a person needs in order to avoid the problem of chazara. Meaning to say, if a person has these four conditions, he may return the pot onto the blech, because it's considered as if it never left the blech. The paiskim bring down, look in the Mechaber and the Ramah and different paiskim, and to summarize the four tnoim, they are as follows. The first requirement is that there must be a blech or a grufo k'tuma. The coals must be cleared out or covered, that a person will not come to stir the coals. That's tnoi number one, condition number one. Condition number two, in order to return the pot to the fire, the food must be mevushel kol tzarcha, it must be completely cooked. If it is not completely cooked, then putting it back on the fire would be considered bishul, and you would not be allowed to do that. The third requirement is that it has to be daitoi lahachzer. He has to have the intention, when he took it off the fire, to return it to the fire. If he did not have the intention to return it to the fire, then he may not put it back on the fire, because then already it's considered as if it left the fire. The fourth requirement is that it must be still in his hand, oida biyodoi, and if he put it down on the ground, it would be a problem, and it's considered that it already left the fire, and you may not put it back on. If it's completely flat on the ground, it's considered al gabe kaka. However, if he's holding it in his hand at a little bit of an angle, we could be mekel and permit it to be considered oida biyodai to put it back on the fire. So these are the four requirements. One, that has to be grufo k'tuma. Two, it has to be vushel kol tzarchai. Three, it has to be daita lahachzer. And four, it has to be oida biyodai. Now let's say a person did not have intention to put it back, or he by accident left go of the pot. That is, generally speaking, if he did that, there is a makom to be mekel, the makom a hefsid gadol. If there's going to be a big hefsid, or for example, if his main Shabbos food was in that pot, and he forgot, he put down the pot and he left go, then if he's going to have a big hefsid, or he's not going to have food to eat, we may allow him to put back the pot onto the fire, even though he's missing the last two of the four requirements, meaning he's missing daita lahachzer, and he's missing oida biyodai. The reasoning for this is because the Shitas HaRan, the opinion of the Ran, is that the whole Isser of Chazara was only said when a person takes the pot off from before Shabbos and wants to put it back on Shabbos. Not like other Rishonim hold that even if you took the pot off on Shabbos, you may not put it back on Shabbos because it looks like you're cooking now for the first time. Mechzikim Avashal. No, the Ran says only if you took it off from before Shabbos and you want to put it now on Shabbos, then it resembles the act of cooking, because no one knows that it was originally on the fire before Shabbos. They just see you coming and putting it on Shabbos. So according to the opinion of the Ran, the Isra of Chazara, the Gzera, the decree of Chazara, the Chazal said, was only said when a person took a pot off from before Shabbos. If he took the pot off on Shabbos, a person would not have a problem of putting it back. Now, since that is the opinion of the Ran, according to the Ran, technically you would not need certain requirements. Which requirements of Chazara would you not need? The two that you would not need, says the Mishnah Berurah, is you would not need that it should still be in his hand, and you also do not need that he should have the intention to put it back. Because since according to the Ran there is no real gezeira of Chazara on Shabbos, that if a person took it off on Shabbos and he did not have the intention to put it back, or if it's not in his hand, according to the Ran, he would be allowed to put it back. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, everyone would agree that the fire has to have a blech in order to put it back, even according to the Ran. But once you fulfill that requirement, and also Mavushal Kal Tzarchai, then you would be able to put it back according to the Ran. So therefore, since it's a machlekes, if there's going to be a situation of a hefsid gadol, of a great loss, then we can rely on the Ran, b'diavad, to put it back, even though we're missing two out of the four. However, l'chatchila, and even generally b'diavad, a person would not be allowed to put back the pot onto the fire if he put it down, or if he did not have intention to return it. We mentioned before that putting it down means, even if you're holding it in your hand, but it's completely flat on the floor, that would be a problem of oida b'yadai. Therefore, it would have to be a little bit at a tilt, a little bit up in the air, in order to be considered not on the ground. It's important to note that some paiskim speak out that putting something on the counter is considered al gabi karka, and therefore if a person would put down his pot on his counter, that would be equivalent to putting it on the ground, and he would not be allowed to put it back on the fire if it was not a situation of a hefsed gadol. The Ramah ends v'toiv lahachmer, a person should be machmer and do not like the Ran. Therefore, a person has to be careful not to get involved in the Shaila and make sure he fulfills all those requirements. I would just like to end with an interesting Shaila that the place can speak out. If a person has a pot on the fire and it's on a blech, and the fire went out for some reason, sometimes it happens, let's say the gas, the pipeline stopped, or whatever it is, the fire was too low, so it blew out. Is a person allowed to take off the pot from this blech and put it on a different oven with a different blech? Do we say that resembles chazara? Or do we say, no, that's considered hanocha l'chatchila, that's as if it's the first time he's putting it on the fire? So there's a three-way machloikas about this. Many paiskim hold that you can be mekel, you may transfer it from one place to the other place, because since you did not do an active act of removing the pot from the fire, therefore, even though you do not have it in your hand, and you don't have daita lahachzer, it's still equivalent as if you do, because you did not take it off the fire. So even though the fire was taken away from the pot, but since you did not take the pot away from the fire, you do not have the problem. On the other hand, you have machmirim that say since there's no fire there, it's equivalent to sitting on the ground or sitting on the counter. And the third opinion is sort of a middle ground, that it resembles the din of the Ran, that b'diavad a person could be saimach and to consider it as if it's oida b'yada. The Tshuva Sigrish Meister speaks about it, and therefore some paiskim and some Mayri Hayra are makel based on this. If the fire went out and the pot is still very hot, to transfer it over to the next fire. Now it's important to mention, as far as the heat of the pot goes, that obviously we're discussing that the food is completely cooked. That's not the discussion here. But if the food is cooked and the pot cooled down, based on the previously mentioned machloikas, the mechaber and Ramon, Simon Shin Yud Ches, that a person may reheat a food item that's dry, if you have all the other four requirements, that means that it's in your hand, and it's daita l'hachzer, and it's mevusha kol tzarchei, and it's grufo k'tuma, a person would be allowed to put it back onto the fire, even if it cooled down. Because the opinion of the Ramah is that as long as it did not cool down totally, he would not have the problem, because the Ramah's opinion is that as long as it's not in the stand of legami, it's still considered warm. So the requirement that the Mechaber mentions in Simon Reishon and Gimel, that it has to be Roiseach, says the Mishnah Berurah would be the Mechaber according to his opinion in Simon Shin Yud Ches. However, according to the Ramah, that holds that as long as it is still not completely cooled down, this requirement would have more wiggle room, and as long as it's not completely cooled down, the Ramah would permit a person to warm that up. So on one hand, you would have the opinion of the Mechaber that it has to be completely hot, and that would be the minig of the Svadim. On the other hand, the minig Ashkenaz would be that as long as it's not completely cold, it's not in stand in the Gamri, a person would be allowed to put it back so long as he has the other requirements of the other four tanoim of Chazar, which we mentioned before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.